We were counting down the miles. When we got to 10 mile from the leads there, we were counting down the single digits. Yeah, it was pretty good. We were all wrapped. I got to go home and see my family last night, so I hadn't seen them for 4.5 months. Kids are excited. Yeah, no, it was great. The guys are happy. They had a few beers last night and unloading the boat today.
You've been driving the boat for 3 years now. What kind of responsibility has that involved, stepping up from, I guess, the back deck into the wheelhouse?
So I've been driving 9 or 10 years now, but yeah, you go from a deckie and you don't have a lot of responsibility, you know. You do your unloads and you sort prawns and that, tie your cot ends, and then you get to a mate, you got a bit more responsibility. The skipper yells at the mate, and then the mate got to yell at them, so he's the meat in the sandwich, you know. And then the skipper, yeah, where you go from a mate to a skipper, and it's a totally different world. Heaps bigger responsibility. You got to keep your crew under control. It's more mental than physical. Yeah, it's a big jump.
Who yells at you?
The boss, the manager. The manager, he yells at me. If we're not catching any, what the heck's going on? But, yeah, it's pretty hard not to catch prawns at the moment. There's a fairly decent season now, eh? They've got the season closes pretty good now, so we're catching pretty consistent now.
You're considered one of the young guns of the industry. How does it make you feel when people, you know, there is a lot of nostalgia around the fishing industry. You hear the oldies, you know, talking about the good old days, the heyday, and that things have changed. How do you feel about your industry today?
I think the industry is as good as in the old days, in the 80s and 90s. I think it's as good, or if not better, in my opinion. We've only got 52 boats now, and we're still catching similar tonnage for a banana season. You know, like, they used to fish nearly all year round. In the 80s, they used to catch 5,000 tonne, you know, for a banana season, all up. And now we've got 52, and we still catch 4,000 tonne. So our catch rate is as good, if not better. In the 80s and that, it was very hard to get 100 tonne, but now you get boats that get over 100 tonne consistently for the last 4 years, you know. They've been getting over 100 tonne. A legend, Dwayne, on the Kodiak T, he catches consistently 200 tonne. He's half prawn, that man. He's a legend.
What's the immediate future now? You've just unloaded the vessel here at the Cairns Wharf. You get a bit of R&R. What's in store for the boat?
I'll probably start refit next week. I'll have a week off and then start refit on it. We're going to put it on the slip, cut a hole in the side of the boat, put a new refrigeration system, a new snap. At the moment, we can snap 250 cartons. Next year, we'll be able to snap 460 in half a day. So we're probably in 24 hours, we'll probably be able to do 900 cartons in 24 hours. So it'll be a machine now for next year there.
Any extra sleep for the crew?
No extra sleep. You just keep going until you drop, I suppose. I know OH&S is getting harder, but it's the way we go. It's the way the fishing industry is. So we just go until the prawns stop.
What about you as a young man in the prawn industry? What goals have you got for yourself and what keeps you coming back?
Yeah, my goals, I'll be here for a little bit longer yet. Hopefully another 10 years I'll be fishing. And then I'll be set, I think. And then I'll probably drive a quick cat or something out of Cairns here, something like that, something nice and easy, day to day.
Does it get harder to throw the ropes and leave your young family behind?
Yeah, it does. It does. I got a missus and two kids. Yeah, my boy's 8 now and my little girl, she's 4. It gets harder every time. You go away for 4 months at a time, 4.5 months, and you come back, they're a foot taller. Yeah, my little girl, she's not a baby anymore. She's a little girl, you know. She come back and she's just totally different. They grow up so fast. Yeah, you miss a lot of time, but the money you make, it's worthwhile, I suppose.
And hopefully now you've got a couple of months to get to know each other again and have Dad around the place.
Yeah, that's it. I'm home now for 3 months, maybe 4 months. I'm not sure if my boat's going to make it out for the Straits in time because we've got a big refit going, but yeah, we'll be ready for next year.